escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Just going to take one final look at Shams Charania and his feed to make sure something doesn't go down. Let's see.
We ain't doing nothing down here. I know that much.
The Celtics have made a tiny move, but nothing consequential. That's good. That means Wes Goldberg is going to have some time here to jump on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Welcome back to Hockman, Crowder, and Solana. Hawk will be back next week. He's off for the rest of the week, starting his 4th of July a little bit early. But we're going to talk some Miami Heat. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaOfHollywood.com. Wes, he hosts the Locked On Miami Heat podcast. He and David do an excellent job on Locked On Heat all year covering the Miami Heat. It is ramping up now, obviously, even though it's the offseason. And in fact, it was just named the Sports Podcast of the Year, Crowder, by the Miami New Times. So, you know, Wes is joining us here on video. Just a couple Miami New Times winners chopping it up, Crowder. Me and Wes, you know?
Hey, I'm an OG now. I won years ago now. You know, you're welcome, fellas.
Wes, so yesterday we were just talking off the air for a quick second. 6 p.m. hits and nothing really happens. I mean, there was, you know, a couple Memphis Grizzlies extensions and then it kind of picks up, but we'll get into the Duncan Robinson news in a second. Crowder and I have differing opinions on what this means for the Heat, but in terms of Miami's inaction over the first almost 24 hours now of free agency, should it be a surprise? Because I was kind of under the opinion that after they didn't go after Kevin Durant, this was pretty much going to be their team going into next season, barring, you know, an Andrew Wiggins move. That was always a possibility. Are you surprised at the fact that they literally have not made a single move yet?
You can't be surprised based on the way that this front office has acted and has for a very long time, not even this year or the last couple of years. They don't tend to rush into things. Miami's front office likes to take their time. They kind of like to see how the dust settles on free agency and then try to make their move, right? They want to get a read of the room after things kind of change around and move around and figure out where they can kind of slot in. So in that respect, I'm not all that surprised. That said, they had the means to do something, right? As soon as Duncan Robinson opted out of his contract for next year, that gave Miami a lot of that gave them almost $12 million in room to use a mid-level exception. Now, we don't know that they did not try to use it, right? Maybe they did try to go after somebody like Nickeil Alexander-Walker, and he just chose Atlanta instead. Also worth noting that they didn't have the full amount of the $14 million mid-level exception, so they couldn't really compete with all those offers, which, you know, makes you maybe rethink some of the other decisions that they made going into this thing. But just because they haven't done something doesn't mean that they won't do something or that they weren't trying to do something. So I'm not surprised, but at the same time, I completely understand the frustration of Heat fans who wanted to see something after last season, which was a debacle, 36-45, whatever the record was, got wiped off the floor in the first round of the playoffs. And to be almost 24 hours into free agency and not see anything that dramatically improves the roster, totally understand the frustration of Heat fans.
And Wes, and I go with Solana because he's just a crazy Heat fan. He covers them like you do, but he's a Heat fan. I think he wears his little rose-colored glasses. But, like, the thought of Jovic becoming a great player and Kalel taking a step, Triple J, Yaka Chonis, what the hell his name is. Like, that thought of that running it back with these young dudes is going to be efficient. It's with the rose-colored glasses on, is that the thought, is that these guys are all just going to get better?
Yes, I think the idea is that serve these guys a little bit more playing time, get them more experience, and hopefully all of them improve across the board, and then you can start building into something. But the idea that you could do that while also being a good basketball team, that's where I agree with you.
Right.
That's not going to happen. This team is not going to be... If this is the team going into next season, which we don't know, right? There's still plenty of time. Things can change. But let's say this is the team going into next season. They're going to stink, okay? They're not going to be very good. They're going to be right back into the play-in tournament, probably where they've been the last 3 years. But at the same time, what's different versus being a potential play-in tournament this coming season versus the last three seasons is the last three seasons you had Jimmy Butler. You had a team that thought it was trying to compete for a championship and thought that its championship window was open. And now there is no way to say the championship window currently is open for Miami. So instead, it's more about, okay, let's get these young players some more experience. Let's try to figure out what we're building here. And maybe one day Jaime Jaquez Jr. does develop into a high-end rotation player and Nikola Jovic and Kalel Ware and all these things. And we start finding some stuff here. If that's what the direction is, to move in maybe a younger direction, then I at least think that Heat fans will eventually get on board with, okay, let's just kind of see what these young players have without the cloud of championship expectations kind of hanging over everything. And with those expectations, disappointing versus those expectations.
Well, the difference is now you know that at least a little bit that is the direction here, because they didn't want to give up some of those young players.
That's right.
Or Kevin Durant. So, Wes, I mean, if they're not going to play Kalel Ware and Nikola Jovic significant minutes this upcoming season, then I don't know. Then genuinely, then we can start talking about, do the Heat have a plan? Like, then I'll take those concerns seriously. As far as Duncan Robinson, what we know right now, it's being reported from several different outlets, the Miami Herald included. I saw Anthony Chang talking about it, that Duncan Robinson, it is now unlikely that he returns to the Miami Heat. The Heat are pretty much operating like, if he won't, that could still leave room for a sign and trade, Wes, or Duncan can just go outright sign elsewhere. When you think about the Heat losing Duncan Robinson, what's like your initial reaction to that, other than how it could benefit the Heat and what they can get back from him in a sign and trade? But just in general, Duncan Robinson, after everything he's been through, after the contract, his role kind of going up and down, a very chaotic last couple years. What's like your initial reaction to him leaving Miami?
Yeah, there's sort of the Excel spreadsheet cold-hearted part of this where, yeah, probably the right move. And then there's the emotional part of this where it's hard to see him go, right? He became the symbol of the Miami Heat's development program, right? He was very much the first success story of what we consider now the Heat's world-class development program. When you think about developing even just himself in college from a D3 program all the way to Michigan and then getting undrafted, Miami picking him up, and then the Heat turning him into a NBA Finals starter. He was the starter in those 2020 NBA Finals in the bubble. He became sort of this beacon of hope for a lot of NBA players throughout the league. Max Strus, a lot of other players who look at Duncan Robinson as the ultimate success story. Hey, it doesn't matter that I wasn't drafted. It doesn't matter that maybe my skills and my athleticism and my stats in college didn't pop off the page or whatever. That guy just got a contract worth $20 million a year. I can do it too. And I think his legacy in that regard is established, not only in Miami Heat franchise history, but across the NBA. You feel that everywhere. And then in terms of his importance to the Heat, if this is indeed the end of his tenure, goes down as the all-time leader in three-point shooting in Heat history. Just a beloved locker room guy, all these things. It'll be hard to see him go from an emotional standpoint, but at the same time, I understand why Miami couldn't didn't want to commit, if this is indeed what happens here, didn't want to commit to another long-term contract for a guy who is played off the floor in the last couple of postseasons. He's an innings eater in the regular season, hits a lot of threes, very important. But the Heat are getting to a point now where they have to make a decision. And if they are going a little bit younger, then re-signing Duncan Robinson to a long-term contract, who's 29, 30 years old right now, that just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So you could say, hey, it's been real. It's been good times. We've accomplished a lot together. Go get your bag somewhere else.
And Wes, I love beacons of hope. You know, have you seen the movie Rudy?
Of course.
He had one sack.
Well, we asked.
He had one sack.
Hawk admitted to us he has never seen Rudy, which is
that's impossible.
For a sports host, Well, that's probably not even like top five craziest movies that he hasn't seen, Major League was on that list also.
I'm very guilty of not seeing a lot of movies that you think I probably should have seen, but I've seen Rudy like multiple times.
Yeah, but even Rudy, like, the story's great. He's a beacon of hope, as you call it. You know, small, undersized, walk on. But his stats were one sack. He had that one sack. We all saw the one sack, Wes, but that was one sack. Those were his stats for the year. Duncan Robinson played in 423 games in 6 years. He averaged 11-2-2. They gave him $90 million for 11-2-2. Solana, you know, he always said, oh, you're trying to minimize what he did. I'm not minimizing it. I'm showing a sample size of 423 games that he scored 11 points, had 2 rebounds, and 2 assists. I think he was overpaid, and I think we put way too much love and emotion into Duncan. Duncan was an okay guy.
Yeah, I think me and Solana are maybe a little biased because we interact with him, and he's just a great locker room guy, just putting it out there on the table. But look, he was overpaid. If you just look at what happened there, when they gave him the $20 million a year contract, they were building in 4 or 5 years ago, whenever that was, the thought that he was going to improve, specifically on the defensive end. And if you look at him body-wise, 6'6", 6'7", whatever he is, long arms, he should have been better defensively. And he got a little bit better defensively, not to the point where they wanted him to get to, still had a ton of issues with fouling and things like that. And he lost his job. 3 years ago, he lost his job to Max Strus, and he lost his spot in the rotation. And over the last couple of years, he hasn't been a starter for the most part. So you pay $20 million a year to a guy who you think you are going to put in pen in your starting lineup for several seasons. And that's not what he was. And so I think you could definitely make the argument that he was overpaid. It was a tough look for the Heat when they gave him that contract, and he didn't live up to it for sure. But, you know, I think both things could be true, right? You could appreciate his time here while also understanding, glad that they're not going down that road again.
Wes, and again, Wes Goldberg is joining us. Locked On Heat podcast. I highly recommend you subscribe and you follow Wes and David. Their work is genuinely awesome if you're a Heat fan. What do you make of the Milwaukee Bucks? Damian Lillard, by the way, and look, I'll ask you if you're interested in Dame. My guess is yes. Why not? I think all Heat fans would agree, like, why not, even if it's 2 years removed. But what do you make in general of what the Milwaukee Bucks did today? Over like a 15-minute span, they stretch and wave Damian Lillard. They signed Miles Turner to an insane amount. You pointed out on Twitter that essentially they're paying Miles Turner almost $50 million this year when you consider what they're doing with Damian Lillard in terms of getting him off, you know, their books. And then Giannis was upset, but then we also find out that maybe he signed off on the Miles Turner acquisition as well. So, like, what do you make of that entire situation, and when can we expect Giannis Antetokounmpo on a Heat?
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jersey.
The first word that came to mind when I saw all the details of what eventually happened there was desperate. The Milwaukee Bucks were acting out of position of desperation. And I don't know how close they thought Giannis was to requesting a trade, but boy, were they acting like they were worried that Giannis was going to request a trade. At the same time, though, Milwaukee, this is the third time that they have done something this dramatic. Now, maybe not this dramatic, but something relatively surprising in the offseason when they needed another recommitment from Giannis, right? We think about a few years ago, they traded for Jrue Holiday. That led to a title. They moved a lot of draft picks. In fact, draft picks that they still have not conveyed to New Orleans to get Jrue Holiday. Now Jrue Holiday is on his second team since getting traded away from Milwaukee. So they're still paying the price for that. Then they did the Damian Lillard trade, right? And you can even go back to the middle of last season when they traded Chris Middleton, another core part of their championship team in 2021. For Kyle Kuzma. Can't say that that necessarily worked out for them. But this is another thing that another dramatic move by Milwaukee to try to get Giannis to recommit. Now, it's desperate. It's creative. It's interesting. It's great for us on talk shows. I don't really see it working out for Milwaukee. I like Miles Turner. I think he's awesome. I think this hurts the Indiana Pacers losing Miles Turner for nothing more than it helps the Milwaukee Bucks. Miles Turner is slightly better than Brook Lopez. And we saw what this team was last year, the Milwaukee Bucks, with Damian Lillard, Giannis, and Brook Lopez, and those other pieces that they have. Not very good. And now you just took Damian Lillard, the second best player on the team, off the team, lost him for nothing. And now you still have to have his dead money on the books for $22, $23 million a year for the next 5 years. And then you added Miles Turner, which was nice, but I don't know how much of an upgrade this is. And I still don't know who's playing point guard for this team. So it's fun. It's interesting. It's creative. It's desperate. It's desperate by Milwaukee. And frankly, I'm not sure that this is enough to keep Giannis there long term. And if it's not, then you're sort of looking at this thing 2, 3, 4, 5 years from now where you're like, man, we're still paying Damian Lillard 15% of our cap for a guy who's not even here anymore. It's desperate. It's I'm not sure it's going to work out long term for Milwaukee.
And Wes, what's the East look like, man? Because it seems like the Knicks would be the team now that Halliburton's, you know, hurt. But then the Atlanta Hawks did a bunch. You know, Solana keeps bringing up damn Rancho Banchero and this Desmond Bane who act like he's Scottie Pippen. Like, what is the East? Bro, I don't know who the best team in the East is. Give me a hierarchy of the East right now.
And wait, hey, Crowder, wait till the Pistons get Duncan Robinson. Just wait. Just wait, Crowder.
They could use the spacing.
Yeah,
sure. Especially with Malik Beasley and everything that's going on there. That's so funny that you asked that because I literally was just sort of thinking about this before I jumped on here, but I think you have a top tier that's New York and Cleveland. I don't know what order. I don't really care. But I think that's clearly the top tier in the Eastern Conference. And then beyond that, you have another tier of Atlanta, Orlando. I think you could put Detroit in that tier based off their moves and just some of the improvements that you think they're going to be making. And then after that, there's a whole nother tier, and it's a really big tier of a bunch of what's going on and kind of pride teams and we're not going to give up kind of teams. You know, Boston, I know they're going to be without Tatum. They're still going to be okay. I know they lost a bunch of guys, but they're a prideful team, well coached. They still have some talent on that roster. You've got Boston, you got Miami, you got Chicago, you've got Toronto. Who knows what's going to happen with Philadelphia? They could be better. I would expect they'd at least be better than what they were last year when they won 24 games. And then Milwaukee, they still have Giannis. Right, they still have Giannis Antetokounmpo, who's sort of a walking 48 wins every single season, no matter who you put around him. He's still that good. So I think you have like a big tier of 6, 7, 8 different teams who are going to be battling for positions 4 through 10 in the Eastern Conference. And frankly, I don't know where Miami falls into all that.
Have you seen Caddyshack?
I've seen that one too. Okay, I like this.
Is Happy Gilmore better than Caddyshack? Which movie are you taking?
I go Caddyshack, although I love Happy Gilmore, but Caddyshack's a classic.
All right. Interview
I think I, my age Interview group, over. I should go Happy Gilmore, but I've seen Caddyshack so many times.
I mean, I'm very surprised you went Caddyshack. Like, very, very surprised.
It's You're an all-time Bill Murray performance.
Oh, see, gray hairs or anything. You're talking about Caddyshack.
I think Bill Murray, that movie made me not like Bill Murray. I'm not even kidding. Like,
what?
Just awful, awful.
Oh, come on. I don't get
his character. I don't get his character. Like, he's just stupid.
Yeah, Rodney Dangerfield in that. I mean, you just got so many great guys in that movie.
Wow. I think, you know, next time I'm off, you can join the show. I think Hawk will love you. I mean, that is crazy, man. This guy,
Bill Murray.
Wes Goldberg, thank you for jumping on. And I'll text you about Duncan. We can, you know.
We can commiserate together.
Yeah, we can commiserate together. Yeah, Hawk just texted me, this guy's my mother effer.
Caddyshack.
Wes, I appreciate you. Go watch Happy Gilmore, man. I think I just don't think you remember the movie.
They're coming out with another one. I'm going to watch it. I love the movie. You just pinned two A-list movies against each other.
It's going to be bad, right? Like, are you expecting Happy Gilmore 2 to just be atrocious?
I don't know. Like, I didn't have many, like, I went to go see the new Mission Impossible with my wife, and we were expecting it to not be very good. But at the end of the day, it's still just like Tom Cruise running around. And at the end of the day, it's going to be Adam Sandler with a hockey stick slapping a golf ball. It can't be bad, right? It's still going to, at least there's going to be the nostalgia part of it.
It's funny because, Crowder, I know you and I talked about this. I saw the early reviews of the new Jurassic Park movie that are coming out. I think Scarlett Johansson's in it, and the reviews are like, this might be the worst Jurassic Park ever. It's like, who cares, man? Like, it could literally be the worst movie ever made. A dinosaur is going to eat a dude that was too cocky about the dinosaurs, and they think they found a system to keep the dinosaurs from eating people, and it's going to go wrong.
People take this too seriously. Breaking news. Yep. None of these movies are going to be nominated for an Oscar. Don't take it so seriously.
Absolutely. I'll still throw my money at it.
Exactly.
Wes Goldberg, thanks, man. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. Okay.